Watch, Trump unveils crooked Joe Biden nickname after retiring Crooked Hillary. By Nick Gilbertson on April 28, 2023. Former President Donald Trump announced Thursday in New Hampshire that his new nickname for the Commander-in-Chief is Crooked Joe Biden and that he is retiring the moniker from twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. This is going to be a major announcement. Are you ready? Is everybody ready? Trump asked Granite Staters, who packed the venue. After a roar of cheers, Trump said, I will be retiring the name Crooked from Hillary Clinton and her moniker. And I'm going to give her a new name like, I don't know. Like maybe Lovely Hillary or Beautiful Hillary. But I'm going to retire the name Crooked so that we can use the name for Joe Biden because from now on he'll be known from now on as Crooked Joe Biden. You would think Hillary would be very happy today. She's out there someplace celebrating because there's never been anyone in the history of American politics so crooked and dishonest as Joe Biden. And the press absolutely refuses to report it. All that press back there, because, frankly, they're just as crooked as he is, and they are. His comments came on the heels of a Harvard-Harris poll showing most voters believe the Biden family has received millions of dollars from sources tied to the Chinese government. Trump also blasted Biden for his pre-packaged campaign announcement video that took supposedly 7 takes to get it right, if right is what you want to call it. While detailing aspects of his policy platform, the 45th president pledged to bring an end to the war between Russia and Ukraine as president-elect. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. He pledged, later adding, I am the only candidate who can make this promise, I will prevent World War III, I promise. He criticized Biden's handling of the war, asserting that he fails to meet the tone required in a given situation. He's too tough when he should be soft. He's too soft when he should be tough, Trump said. He says things that are so bad, provokes and then shows weakness. It's the craziest thing. Furthermore, Trump suggested that the volume of war casualties exceeds what has actually been reported. Following the event, Trump met with supporters outside of the venue and signed their hats, shirts, and more, the Daily Caller's Henry Rogers noted. From there, Trump stopped into the jam-packed Red Arrow Diner, a staple stop for presidential candidates in the Granite State. A Trump Tower burger was on the menu, according to senior Trump advisor, Jason Miller. Flashback: Donald Trump jokingly blames microphone cutting out on Crooked Hillary.